Once upon a time, in the land of strange and mysterious enchantments, the great godmother of the fairy kingdom called the yearly meeting to elect the leaders. We find the fairies assembled now in the topmost branches of an ancient apple tree hidden deep in the emerald forest.
Greetings, loyal subjects of the fairy kingdom. It has been a full year since I presided over your apple blossom court.
We are indeed glad to see you, Godmother.
Thank you, Paradami. And now let us get to the business of this meeting, which is to elect a new queen. I await suggestions from all of you. Fairy Hyacinth?
Yes, Godmother.
What is your vote?
Your gracious majesty, I think the wise and lovable Serpentine should be chosen queen.
A lovable fairy. You, Fairy Jasmine?
While I love Fairy Serpentine dearly, I believe that Fairy Paradami would make a more diplomatic queen. But since all of us love both of the proposed fairies, why do we not select them by the power of enchantment?
Just what do you mean, Jasmine?
Let each one set herself a most difficult task that only the cleverest fairy could accomplish. Then even the losing one will feel our choice will have been the right one.
An excellent idea, Jasmine. Now then, what do you say, Serpentine? And you, Paradami?
I am more than willing, Great Godmother.
Paradami?
Of course, I am too, Your Highness.
Very well. You, Serpentine, were proposed first. Suppose you tell us what extremely difficult task you will undertake to prove the supremacy of your magic powers.
Well, I shall find a young prince, and through my unspoken influence, I shall make him the most charming man in all the land, and at the same time, the most changeable. He will fall in and out of love a dozen times a month, remaining faithful to no maiden, however lovely and persuasive she may be, until I say he shall.
Excellent, Serpentine. And now you, Paradami?
Well, then it would seem to me that I have no choice but to create that lovely and persuasive maiden. And through my unspoken influence, she will win and hold the heart of the fickle prince in spite of Serpentine's magic.
Excellent, Paradami. Very well, it is agreed. 6 years from today, we shall meet here in the apple blossom tree to see who has won. The fairy court is adjourned. Farewell.
Come, Mirliflor, have luncheon with your mother and me.
I don't see anything there I want, Father.
Why, Mirliflor, this is your favorite dish. You told me so last week.
Well, that was last week, Mother. I don't care if I ever see it again.
What do you want, son?
I don't know. I'm just bored, I guess.
Why not ask the Princess Millicent to drive through the park?
Oh, she's tiresome, Father. Pretty, but stupid.
But your mother said that you hoped she'd fall in love with you as you had with her.
When did I say that?
Well, just a few days after she arrived, Mirliflor.
But that was nearly a month ago. Why doesn't she return to her home? I want to see new faces around me. And now excuse me, please.
Oh, if he doesn't stop this fickleness soon, there'll be no happiness for any of us. Poor, foolish girls who listen to his pretty speeches and, unfortunately, believe him.
Oh, very true. And yet, exactly like me at his age.
Oh, like you? Oh, at his age, you were good and well married. To me, too. And taking your turn walking the floor nights with him.
She's working in the rose garden, Balinese.
Rosanella, come to Mother, will you?
Yes, Mother, here I am.
You spend all your time with the roses.
Can you blame me, Father? After all, I was named after them.
True, my darling. I sometimes think that is why you have that strange little birthmark of a rosebud on your pretty white throat. Look, Baradon, the coloring doesn't fade with the years.
I've noticed that, too.
What did you want, Mother?
Time for your afternoon rest.
Yes, Mother. See you at tea, Father and Mother.
Baradon, were ever two people blessed with a daughter like ours?
You know she is at once the loveliest and, shall I say, most persuasive girl I've ever seen.
Your Majesty! Oh, Your Majesty!
What is it, Nurse?
The Princess, is she with you?
Why, no.
I went to her room. She wasn't there. I searched and called, but I can't find her.
Rosanella gone? Baradon, what could have happened?
She couldn't have gone far. We'll find her.
We must. Baradon, come quickly. Rosanella!
Rosanella, where are you? Rosanella!
Oh, my darling Rosanella. Are they still searching for her?
Of course, my dear. Day and night for 2 months now, our soldiers have combed the mountains, the valleys, everywhere, and no one has seen or heard of her.
I think my heart will break with the ache of it.
Listen, what is that I hear, Baradon?
It sounds like crystal chandeliers when the wind blows through them. Why, that is curious. Now it's stopped.
Baradon, look. Look at that strange figure coming up the path. And look at all the lovely maidens behind her. Where in the world did they come from?
Good morrow to you, King Baradon, and you, Queen Balanice.
Greetings to you, my lady.
Who are you, stranger?
They call me Paradami, Your Majesty. I happen to know quite a bit about you and your lovely queen. So I have brought something to cheer both of you. Behold, Queen Balanice, here are 12 daughters to take the place of little Rosanella, whom you seem to have lost. My daughters, greet their majesties.
That's all very thoughtful of you, my lady, but we want our own Rosanella. And why, she's gone, vanished into thin air. Your young ladies, what happened? Where did she...
Baradon!
What is it? Balanice, your wife is a ghost. What's the matter?
Baradon, every one of those maidens has the same marking on her throat that our darling daughter had. The pink rosebud.
By all the gods of the mountain, you're right.
Charming ladies, tell us your name.
Well, I'm Primrose. This is Pearl. This Beauty. Those two here, Grave and Gay. Here is Violet, they're Golden. Over there, Grace, Melody, and Calm. Blanchette and Scarlet are the last two.
Lovely girls and charming names.
Then we may stay here?
We'll try to make up to you for your loss. We are a happy lot, really.
And I know we'll love this place.
Of course you may stay, and we are very happy to have you.
I'd hoped you'd say that, Balanice.
Primrose, a moment.
Yes, madam.
Who is this Paridame who brought you here? And how did she disappear?
Dear Queen Mother, I can only answer, it must be magic.
And my own daughter, Rosanella, will we ever see her again?
I do not know, madam. I only know Paridame is mysterious, powerful, and that somehow we 12 girls speak and think only the things her commanding voice whispers to us to do.
You then are bewitched?
It's quite likely, but no one knows but Paradami.
Now a year has passed, and today the fickle Prince Mirliflor is due to visit the castle of Rosanella's parents. Together with their 12 daughters, they await him in the garden.
Balanice, King Rupert and his handsome son, Prince Mirliflor, are coming up the driveway.
I shall be happy to meet them.
I have heard that Mirliflor is the handsomest man in the world, and the unhappiest.
Surely our 12 daughters will help to cheer him up.
Welcome, King Rupert, welcome.
Welcome, King Rupert, we are glad to have you.
Ah, and this is Prince Mirliflor.
Greetings, Your Majesty.
Oh, Baron, call the princesses. They will entertain Prince Mirliflor.
Oh, pray don't bother, Your Majesty. I'm quite content to chat with you.
Well, that's very gallant, but we want you to meet our family. I think you'll find them congenial.
Primrose, Gay, Golden, everyone, come here. We have callers.
Yes, Father, here we are.
King Rupert and Prince Mirliflor, these are our daughters. Primrose, suppose you take Prince Mirliflor and introduce him to your sisters.
Will you come, Prince?
Will I? I should say I will. Never before have I been in such a beautiful flower garden. You'll pardon me while I speak personally to each and every rose. Well, you're a little lovely.
Oh, well, King Rupert, your son seems to have found his diversion. Less than 10 minutes with us, and he is very much occupied.
Yes, and, my dear hostess, it is only fair to add, knowing him as I do, in another 10 minutes, though we plan a month's visit with you, our charming hostess, he may bid you goodbye and leave.
One of us do you like best?
Oh, lovely ladies. What an impossible task.
But you must have some little favorite things you like in each.
Well, if you insist. When I'm sad, I like to be with Gay. When I want someone to understand my innermost thoughts, it's Grave I talk with. When I dance, Grace is my favorite partner. Golden's hair intrigues me. Violet's eyes speak a language all their own. Beauty always appeals to me. You see, it's just impossible to tell each one how much I'm in love with her.
Mother and Father, good morning, King Rupert.
Good morning.
We didn't see you come into the garden.
It's quite evident that you didn't.
Good morning, Father.
My son, while I dislike leaving such gracious hospitality, do you realize we have been here for the entire summer?
Well, Father, if you're ready to leave, of course I won't detain you any longer.
Mirliflor, you mean you're not ready to go?
Indeed, I'm not. As long as Queen Balanice will put up with me, I shall stay on and on.
Listen, what do I hear?
Sounds like giant bumblebees.
It is. Look, 1, 2, 3, 12 of them. And what giants they are.
They're flying straight down. Look out.
Girls, run. They're going to attack you. Run.
Oh, my daughters. The bumblebees have stolen them, every one. They're carrying them high up in the sky.
How can we fight them? What can we do?
We must do something. We must find them and bring them back. Come, Father, help me.
Coming!
What evil fate hangs over us to punish us like this? Balanice, listen. Again I hear that little crystal sound, as on the day our 12 girls were brought to us.
Look, Peridon. There, just above the treetops. A crystal chariot driven by the lady that... Peridon! Who is it with her? Look! It's Rosanella! Rosanella! Mother! Father! My darlings, how happy I am to see you. Rosanella, come to me. Oh, my dear.
My precious daughter, where have you been?
She has been with me, sire. You are Paridame, aren't you?
The one who brought our 12 daughters, then disappeared?
Did you steal my Rosanella, Paridame?
You will soon understand why, Queen Mother. But here she is, safe and sound.
But our other daughters...
Trust me. Rosanella's happy adventure is only beginning. So watch carefully and be content. All will be well. Goodbye.
Well, Paridame, they tell me Serpentine has won the contest and will be our next fairy queen.
Really, Your Majesty? That is a great surprise to me.
I don't see how it could be, Paridame.
Why, no. Paridame, how could you put that fickle boy in a rose garden with 12 lovely maidens and expect him to be faithful to one?
Yes, Paradame, I warned you of that when the contest started.
Serpentine, would you like to see what's happening at this very minute?
All of us are curious, Paradame.
Then suppose all of us change ourselves into butterflies and fly into the rose garden where the prince and Rosanella are now. Shall we? Godmother?
Ready? Everyone in the form of a butterfly.
All right. Fly gently, and here we go, into the rose garden.
Oh, my dearest, at first I couldn't bear to meet you because I grieve so much for the others. But now I find that you're the only thing that matters to me.
But, Mirliflor, you hardly know me. How can I hope that... Oh, look at all those pretty little butterflies.
Never mind the butterflies. Answer me. Rosanella, do you return my love?
I might. Someday. But I'm afraid you wouldn't be content with just one girl after you've been used to 12 of them to amuse you.
You have all the charm, all the graces, and the beauty of every girl I ever met, all rolled into one little person. And for the first time in my life, I feel a sureness, a tranquility when I'm with you that makes me forget everyone else I've ever known. I adore you, Rosanella. Will you marry me and let me prove my constancy?
Well, if you will walk with me toward the fountain, I'll give you my answer.
And will it be yes?
It most likely will be yes.
Oh, you darling. You precious little lady.
Paradami, 5 years have passed since Prince Mirliflor and Rosanella were married. There seems to be no doubt of it. You have won the contest.
I admit she has won, Godmother. But tell me, Paradami, how did you do it?
Gladly, Serpentine. You see, I stole Rosanella and divided her character into 12 parts. Then Mirliflor fell in love with each one in turn. Her hair, her eyes, her laugh, her serious moments, her voice, everything about her. Then I combined them in one person again, and Mirliflor recognized that in Rosanella he had every grace and charm of all the others, and so he is forever cured of his inconstancy.
A clever feat, my dear. You have proven yourself a very wise and understanding ruler. Fairies, I think we may safely say Paradami will be our fairy queen.
Amen.